All week we were expecting some big returns. You know, last week they had a few, you know, miscues on their punt team. So this week we felt like we could attack them in that area. You know, our special teams unit did a, you know, hell of a job blocking. You know, I give credit to all those guys. You know, they worked their tails off, you know, week in, week out to set me up. And, you know, I just, you know, find the holes and hit it. So, you know, I love those guys.
It seemed like with each successive return that you were getting more confident, like something was opening up. I mean, did it feel, that's what it looked like. Did it feel that way?
Yeah, it was just like, you know, the first one broke, came down at the one, you just felt like, you know, let's get another one. So we just kept getting closer and closer, you know, a lot of them kept breaking, you know, and that's just the confidence, you know, Bones calling the play calls, you know, and our guys executing on the outside and the inside.
And what happened at the end of that? I mean, did you think you were going to use a drop it or knocked out or what happened then?
No, I think my knee hit the ground and I just kind of, the ball kind of bounced off. I thought I was in for a second, but you know, I think I was just short. I'm still a little upset with myself.
Were you surprised that they kept kicking to you once you already had two returns over 25 yards?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of surprised. You know, I knew they was gonna try and, you know, kick them short to get, you know, let their cover team get down the field a lot faster. But you know, he kept booting them far. You know, that just kept giving us opportunities to make some more plays. And you know, whatever they give us, we're gonna take.
Do you feel that kind of momentum shift when you're able to get a big return like that?
Oh yeah. Just not from, you know, our teams get hyped, and when our offense sees that, you know, that gives them momentum. You know, let's keep it going. You know, we just got a big return. You know, you always see the guys on the sideline running out, jumping, and you know, gives them momentum to go out there and make some more plays. So you know, it's always a great thing when we get big returns to set up the offense.
What did it take for you to get as comfortable as you have on punt returns?
You know, really just to trust and, you know, confidence in my blockers. You know, they. You know, they spring me free a lot of times. You know, I do a great job of setting them up, you know, to get on their blocks. But, you know, the confidence they give me back there as a returner is everything. You know, I know they're going to block their guys into the whistle. You know, that gives me more confidence to, you know, make as many moves as I can and go.
At what point, Farrell, and how quickly did you start thinking to yourself, okay, I could do this at this level. I could be a good – I know you were good in kickoffs already, but yeah. I could be a good punt returner at this level.
I knew I could do that all along. You know, I just never had, you know, really had the chance to be back there, you know, because Tavon was back there. But, you know, I never doubted myself, you know, coming into the league as far as a punt returner, kick returner. You know, just my opportunity came, and I just took advantage of it.
How amazed have you been by Todd Gurley this year?
Man, that's the man, man. He's been doing a great job, and the O-line's been creating holes for him. And, you know, Todd going to do what Todd does. He's going to make plays.